We're up to Siman Reish Lamed Zayin. So in the Torah he discusses Bahur Achum, which Mr. Brewer spoke about last night, Reish Lamed Vav. And the Torah talks about that, like we mentioned, there's no tamid for a kapara, so the hurachum is the tefillah for kapara, and they used to give themselves makos after marav to be machaper every night. It says to be machaper for the chatoim of the day, and after they get makos, they would say hurachum, just like the Mishnayos and the Sechas makos, because there are 13 words in the pasuk. Excuse me, they would say it three times. 13 times 3 equals 39. 39 makos. Okay, but that just doesn't come up here in Reish Lamed Zayin. Came up in Reish Lamed Zayin. Then the Torah goes on to say that at Mariv we don't have Chazaras Hashatz. And they bring down the Rambam, because Mariv officially started out as a Rishus. So if it's a Rishus, so then we don't have to do Chazaras Hashatz to be motzi people, because they're not really chayiv anyway. And there was no Chazaras Hashatz. The Prisha brings down from the Rajba that there is a Shitas HaGaonim, that Marav is a Rishus until you daven once. If you daven once, you're stuck forever. It becomes binding. So he says, Mamarav Shachit, the person already daven Marav once, he doesn't have to daven Marav. So he doesn't need Chazaras Hashatz. And if he didn't daven once, he's not chayiv. That's Reish Lamed Zayin Aleph. Ein Shi'ati Rechotze is one of the shortest simanim in Shulchan Aruch. Not the shortest, I don't think, but one of the shortest. Ein Shi'ati Rechotze at Tfilah B'Tfilas Arvis. No Chazaras Hashatz. Mishnah Berurah Gadol Aleph. She'ein Tfilas Arvis Chova, Rak Mitzvah. Marav is not a Chova, it's a Mitzvah. Okay, we discussed when we started Hilchos Marav, what does it mean it's a Rishus exactly? That was one of the shitas. Anyway, v'lo nischayim ba'adam. A person is not really chayim. She'id starich hashir tzibah lo tzibah dechavah, so that we would need a shir tzibah to be well to him. That's from the Rambam. Va'afilu ha'idna dekavu ha'chova. Even though nowadays it became a chova. Mikamakam lo olam min haga. The meaning of saying, basically taking marav upon ourselves as a chova. The only minhaga the shaviu ha'chova k'di ha'truchei tzibah lachzor shat ha'tfilah. It wasn't powerful enough to schlep along an obligation of Chazaras Hashatz. The issue points out that women were not mekabel marav upon themselves, and most of them do not daven marav. They should say Kriyat Shema, even though they're not chayav, but mekabel ol malchus shamayim. And then the issue points out that we had a machlokes haposkim if women are chayav in mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, we just had Reish Lamed Zayin, and we learned that there's no Chazaras Hashatz by Marav.
We're happy about that.
And then the last of the tour here, it's funny, the Mechaber is very extremely short, but the tour has three discussions. One is about Burachum, second one about Chazaras Hashatz, and the third one is about Tachnun. Is that Tachnun at Marav? So the Torah writes, Kosav Od Al Shem Rav Sar Shalom Gaon, one of the Gaonim, that you're allowed to say Tachlun after Marav. And then he says, V'chein Haminig Bebeis Rabbeinu Shebabavel Shenofin Apnea Ba'arvis Chutz Mi'Arav Shabbos. That they used to say Tachlun every night, except for Arav Shabbos being Leil Shabbos. So the Prisha has two ha'aras, basically. Sounds like Leil Shabbos there was no Tachlun, but Erev Shabbos at Mincha sounds like there would be, because he's saying only Marav Erev Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. That's one ha'ar of the Prisha, which of course is not our minig. Our minig is, as a general, whenever there's no Tachlun, the day before there's also no Tachlun at Mincha, and so Friday afternoon there's no Tachlun. And then everyone brings down the Agur, who says that there is no Tachlun at night, and the Prisha says that the source is Yesh Bo Sod Al Pi HaKabbalah. It's a Kabbalistic thing, and that's what the Ramah brings down as well. The Ramah says over here, "Ve'ein Nofin Al Pnei Nach Arbis." There's no Tachlun at Marav. Mishmas of Katan Beis V'chein Kosef Habach U'Magen Avram. What if you daven Marav early like Rabbi Yudah? Ain no flin. For you, it's become Laila. Now, It's interesting. I don't think the Shulchan Aruch ever said that there is Tachlum by Mincha. This is not Tachlum by Maariv. I don't think it came up. It was brought down in the Tur. I don't remember that it was brought down in the Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam. So the big discussion over here is Tachlum by Bein Hashmashos, which is very common. If you daven in Minyanim, they are right before Shkia. By the time they get to Tachlum, what? What's my meaning? When I daven, I usually daven in Yeshiva, but when I daven in Kalev, right. So the Hasidim, a lot of them don't. They took it out of the service like Gamri. I don't know if they took it out of the service because the hold is not there. It's in the Torah. I don't think it's by the Shulchan Aruch. Although from here it sounds like, if it's not a Mar, it sounds like it is at Mincha, like the Diak of the Prisha over here.
I think it has to do with this being scared that it's
going to
go into Shkia, and then they did out with it.
Right. The other reason is because of Davin, right? Before Shkia, so Mamela, by the time they, Alpi Kabbalah, it is a sakana to say Tachnun at night, after Shkia. So Dirshu points out, leaving the fields of Pai Medesh Mashas, so the Mishabura says that the Minig is even after Shkia to go down for Tachlin. However, Rav Eliyashiv and Rosh Hashanah say that Minig Yerushalayim is not to say Tachlin after Shkia, and Rosh Hashanah explains because it is Kabbalistically, in Kabbalah, it is a Sakana. And therefore, after Shkia, they're not going to say Tachlin. So, in shuls where they dive in 10 minutes before Shkia, so Mimela, by the time you finish Chazal Sashat, by the time you get to Tachlin, it's already after Shkia. And Migas not to say Tachlin after Shkia. So, I'd like to be done with Kavschus, but someone was telling me a certain shul, not over here, that they dafka daven late enough that you don't have to say tachlin because you can't. I mean, to me that sounds like pshia mamish. Like, what is that? I don't know. Huh? Okay, I don't get it.
Yeah, but there's only a chashash
because you start 10 minutes before Shkia. It's not 20 minutes before Shkia. There won't be a chashash. Like, well, am I high? Okay, I don't know. Right there. That's Reish Lamizan. Reish Lamichas. Likboa itim l'torah balayla. So there's a stira. That's your new apartment on Kanievsky. Simon Reish Lamichas a stira in Ervin Dav Samechei. This is different girsahs, but we're going to do the girsah with the straight out stira. Amar Yehuda, lo ibri lelia ela l'shinsa. Laila was created for sleeping, and then Amar Reish Lakish, lo ibri lelia ela l'girsa. The night was created for learning, so it's a stira. Is the night created for sleeping, or is the night created for learning? So Tosis basically says lo kasha ha b'tamuz ha b'teves. In the winter, where it's a very long Laila, Laila's for learning. In the summer, when it's a very short Laila, Laila's for sleeping. Now, the Prisha points out, no one's going to say that in the winter, with a long Laila, and you're supposed to be learning, that you don't sleep at all. Obviously, you still have to sleep. You're learning, and you're sleeping. So, Zuhadin and Tammuz. It was a very short night, and it's for sleeping. It doesn't mean it's not for learning. You also have to learn. You're not going to learn as much at night in Tammuz as you are in Tevez, because the night in Tammuz is much shorter than the night in Tevez. And the Bach brings down a remez, which the poskim like. May shichvi ad kumi shichvi. All right, we'll save that for the Kiddush. Okay, right. Okay. It's very, very relevant. That's the heading, so that's an appropriate Kiddush topic. What?
It's
a shir. Okay. Mishabur, Shulchanach. Reish, Lamed Ches, Likbo, Itim, Latara, Balayla, Sif, Aleph. Sarich, Li, Zaher, Belimir, Alayla, Yosem, Mishal, Yom. You have to be careful about learning at night, even more than learning by day. Mavatla, one who's Mavatla Torah at night, Onsho Maruba. Gets a
Take care of
us. Ancho Meruba. He has a big onesh. Mishabesiv Katan Aleph. Kidarminin. Lo ibilaya alagirsa. Night was created for learning. We came into Kachli Balaila since the nights were created for learning. Akein, Tarakli Zarba Yosa. You have to be extra careful. The Isa Gemara. There's a lot of Mamari Chazal here. Ko'ozik Batar Balaila. Whoever learns Torah at night, Gadish Baruchu Moshech Alav Chut Shel Chesa Bayom. Hashem gives him a Chut Shel Chesa Bayom. Shinema, Yomam Yitzvah Hashem Chazdo. Uvalaila Shiro Imi. Odamru. In Menachos, Tamidei Chacham Oskim B'Torah B'Layla, Ma'ale Alein Akosef Kilo Asukim B'Avoida, as if they're involved in the Avoida. Umay Sisham Mikrots, they bring down a pasuk. Odom Ruin Tamid Kosef B'Torah B'Layla Shchina Kinegdo. Shneamar Kumi Roni B'Layla. Hainu Lasik B'Torah. And then it says Shivchi Kamayim Libeich Nochach Pnei Hashem. The cross of Arambam Huva Yardea Simin Reish Mevav Harota Lisko B'Kisra Shal Torah. Someone wants to be Zach. There's Ketzer Kahuna Reserve. Ketzer Malchus Reserve. Keser Torah as Munach in the corner. Whoever wants can be Zeicher. I wrote to this because Bekisa Shel Torah Yizar B'Chol Leilosav every single night. V'lo Ya'abed Efil Achas Mehen, and don't lose even one single night without Torah. B'Sheina V'Achila Ushtia V'Sicha V'Chayotze Ba'El. All different ways of spending nights not learning. Umad the cost of B'Chol Leilosav Haynu Dafila B'Kayitz B'Leilos Hakitzarim Kigom B'Tamos. Even when it's a short night, summertime, Sha'az Nikma Leilos Iker L'Sheina, and K'mo Shikar Tzua Toysus, like we said before, Toysus says then it's Iker L'Sheina. If you're lucky, Tzorechal Koponim L'Mod Ma'at Kodem HaSheina. Person should learn a little bit before he goes to sleep. Mishmetziv Katan Beiz U'Kidam Rinan Kol Bayish Shein Divrei Torah Nishmon Bo B'Layla. Any house without Torah being heard in it at night, Eish Oichalta Shenamar V'chule V'itzver Kamed Avos U'Doloma Sifya Seif Hainu D'Loma Sif D'Loma B'Layla Mitu Ba'ave Eilach Hatsu Tu Ba'ave. If you don't increase Torah study, Yasuf Min Ha'olam. It's very severe. What about sleeping? There's no set amount of time how much a person has to sleep, because it depends on the individual. Some people need more sleep, some people need less sleep. How healthy he is, how strong he is, how much sleep he needs. But don't get too involved in sleep. When tzaddikim sleep, it's a ra'lehen v'ra'le'olam. Because they're not involved in anything productive. These are productive people. When they're sleeping, they're not being productive, and that's chaval. As opposed to Rishayim, who are involved in bad stuff when they're sleeping, it's great. It's fantastic. Okay, now Dishu over here, went down on page 64. Okay, he brings down that the Malach told the Beis Yosef it's important to learn before you go to sleep. He said the importance, the chashivas of waking up early in the morning to learn. If you've ever done it, it's a very chashuv thing. It's chashuv. Okay.
Another one to share.
What does everybody say? Ah, chabura. Okay, now, there's a controversial... Oh, we're not up to that. Okay, right there. We're not up to it yet. Right there? Okay, Sid Bays. Im Yesh Lo. It's funny, I had a conversation with the Ish guy today. He's coming up to his father's first yard site. That's a little complicated because his mother's not Jewish. His father is Jewish. So he converted. His father died. So he's saying Kaddish for his father, whom you can discuss how, what the halachic status is. But anyway. So he says Kaddish for his father. He wants to make a siyum for his father's yard site. He's not really holding by making a siyum, so he decided to make a siyum on Mishnayis Brachos. Okay, very nice. So he said to me he needs to do one Mishnah a day, but he knows he's going to miss. So his goal is to do two Mishnayis a day, and then if he misses a day, not a big deal. Good. With that in mind, the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Im yesh lo chok kavua lomo kach v'kach liyom. A person has a chok kavua that learns daily. Daf yomi, Mishni yomi, Halacha yomi, Rambam yomi. And then he was busy. He couldn't get to his daf yomi shir by day. Yashli menu balayla miyad. So the Gemara says you. I forgot the lashon. Borrow by day and pay back by night. I think that's the lashon over there. So
he was supposed to do it by day. He missed it, so don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow you got to do another daf, another mishnah, another rambam, another halacha. Do it at night. And then miyad, they says lav dafka. Miyad just means do it at night as opposed to waiting till the next day. Okay, that's what Mishmur says, Sivkatan Dalit, at the end of Sivkatan Dalit. Lo ya'acher ze'ad yom machai, ki yom shal acharab mechuyav ne'atzel. You have your own daf to do the next day. And Dirshu footnote 14 at the end brings down different reasons for this. The Torah is mechaper like karbanos, and by karbanos, the nighttime is when you kind of make up what you didn't do by day, sort of, on some level. The chen, gam be'etzek ha'Torah, he says the night is mashdim for the day. It's also, it's like a neder. By a neder, also you go by Lashon B'nei Adam. People talk about Tuesday, it means Tuesday day and then Tuesday night, even though it's halachic, it's already Leil Wednesday. Okay. Mishibur Sifkatan Hey, Miyad. Have a neder. And it's like a neder. A person takes himself to learn daily. We have to be careful to say be neder. Kidamrina, Omer Eshna Perik Zed, one that says I'm going to learn this Perik, Neder Gadol Nadar Laloke Yisrael. He's taking a great Neder to the God of Israel. Visi Biradar Reish Yud Dalit Aleph. The Noah Glass of Dover Tov, even if he didn't say it, but if he has his Nohek to do a good thing, Mhaya Daito Lino Kain La'olam, it becomes a Neder. And therefore, Tov Shiasa Matzchila Shloya Ladar Zed Neder. He should say Bli Neder when he says he's going to do something or when he starts to do something. People drop out or whatever. It doesn't work out exactly the way we all wish, and then it's a problem. So Dirshu brings down the whole concept. What about the Moiser Moida of Ataris Nadarim that we say in Rosh Hashanah, that I hereby am a Vatel, any Nadarim that I'm going to take upon myself from now until next Rosh Hashanah? So he says, the big thing I'm posting that, Mikra Din, that does work. It's better not to have to rely on that. In the end, he says he should ask a shayla. Okay. So here, Sifkatan Beis, there is an interesting, we'll call it controversial, Ber Heitev. The Ber Heitev says, by Sifkatan Beis. You have the Ber Heitev Sifkatan Beis? You can't see upside down. Sifkat Beis. Belaila. Davi Neder. It's a Neder when he says he's going to do something by day. V'lachin yaseh b'tchila shleya lav Neder. You should make it tonight. It's B'li Neder. Okay, that's not the problematic part. Ein likro mikro belaila. One should not learn Torah shebichsav at night. That's what the Ber Heitev says. Now, the Prima God, so let's look back at the Sharat Tzion, Ois Aleph, Reish, Lamed, Ches, Ois Aleph, Kasa Beber Heitev, She'en Likro Mikro Balayla. One should not learn Chumash or Tanakh at night. U Prima God, the Mashu Diacho Likro Mikro. Why? Because on this Simon, the Prima God says, when he talks about the importance of learning at night, just like the Gemara in Kiddushin says that you should split your days with Mikra Mishnah Gemara, Huadin, you should split your nights with Mikra Mishnah Gemara. So obviously the Prima God doesn't have a problem learning Mikra at night. We're gonna see. Okay, so we have a machlokes. The Ber Heitev says don't do it, and the Prima Gadim seems to say that you should do it. Hit him. Can't fall asleep now. It's the best part. So the Ber Heitev says you can't learn Torah Shabbos at night, and the Prima Gadim says you can. Vin Nira says a shout here. The Afilu laHamachmirin, even those who are machmirin not to learn Tanakh and I less, but the Isura. They're not saying it's awesome. If you have to arrange your schedule, the Tanakh part of your schedule should be by day, and the Torah Shabbat part of your schedule should be at night. What's the source? Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu Chumash by day, and the Mishnah Torah Shabbat at night. To me, it's clear from the Sharat Tzion that he's saying that it's mutter to learn Torah Shebichsav at night. that Arizal apparently was pretty stark against. Now, here in Dirshu, for some reason, they take a pretty hard stand against. That's sort of what I got. In Pesachim Shubas, he brings a lot of different kulas. Like, what if he's just saying Tehillim as a tefillah, but not as Torah? He gives a bunch of different kulas. I went to discuss this with Rav Chisky Nevenzal today, and he told me he heard from his father a number of times, for Ashkenazim, Mutter Lechatchila. And Baruch Hashem, that's what the Rebbe Gadim says, and that is the conclusion of the Sha'atin over here, that it is Mutter. Okay, well, the Ma'aseh Arizal was not a fan, and Chassidim and Sfardim may be more makbid on this. Okay, that basically concludes Reish Namaz Reish Namaz Ches. So I'll tell you what I skipped before. It talks about the learning. So the Bach. Brought down the Magen Avraham. It says like they bring a raya. They bring like a remez. Mi shichvi ad kumi, shichvi. Mi kumi ad shichvi, kumi. May shichvi, where the pasuk says shichvi. I forgot to listen to the pasuk. In Megillus, Rus, Perek Beis, pasuk Yigimah, meaning from Shavuos until Kumi Roni Balayla from Eicha, which is said on Tisha B'av, from Shavuos to Tisha B'av, which is strong summer season. So the nights are more for shichvi, for resting. But from, it's interesting because we wouldn't say the summer ends at Tisha B'av, especially since that's the beginning of Bein Zman. But And Tubav is really the cutoff. It's a remez. And then from Kumi, from Tisha B'av, until from August, all the way till June, where most of the time the nights are longer. So Mikumi, Romi Balai, from Tisha B'av, until Shichvi Imi, Shichvi is Shavuos. It's more of a Kumi, which is Kumi Roni Balaila, get up and learn at night. That's the remez that that the post can bring down to the answer that the teret of Tosis to answer up the stira between the Gemaras and Erevin Samechei is the night for learning or is the night for sleeping. So that's Reish Hamazayin Reish Lamed Ches.